Welcome to the Bravo Papers, a safe space for all us Bravo fans who love to analyze, deconstruct, and talk about our favorite Bravo shows ad nauseum. So join me, Bravo and Botox, and we'll catch up on all the Bravo news and read way too much into our favorite shows and Bravo celebrities. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone is having a great day. Welcome back to the Bravo Papers, here to talk about Kathy Hilton and the Richard sisters. This is part 8. Can't believe I've had 8 parts of this. It's wild. But people seem to love it, and I love doing it, so let's keep going. This is going to be my last Kathy Hilton-focused one, because I'm going to do all of Paris in Love Season 2, and then I'm going to go back to recapping the kind of Kyle, Kim, and Kathy moments from Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I'm going to pick up where I left off and just keep going with that. So not to worry, there will be more Richard sisters deep dives and parts. I'm just saying this is the last Kathy Hilton one for now, until they film Paris in Love Season 3, which I think they're going to, and then we'll get some more juiciness from that. So for Season 2 of Paris in Love, there isn't as much Kathy as Season 1, because Kathy, for an interesting reason, actually, which is that Kathy is kind of left out of things. So if you are someone who's listening to this because you're interested and you didn't watch Paris in Love Season 2, which is fine, you can totally, I'm not recapping Paris in Love Season 2, but I'll just give you the basic storyline, which is that Paris Hilton is having a baby, okay? So she's having a baby via surrogate, and she basically hides this from her mother and her parents. So this is why, Kathy, she's part of this season. She's still like a key player and a main character, if we're looking at this like a character fictional story, even though it's real. She's still a main character. However, she's not as actively involved in the way that she was in Season 1, because in Season 1, Kathy knew a wedding was happening. Sorry, I don't know why I said happening like that. But yeah, she knew the wedding was happening, so she wanted to be actively involved. Now, in this case, she doesn't get the chance to be actively involved because Paris hides the surrogacy from her and basically everyone. Paris kind of cites the reasons being she doesn't want there to be any leaks. She doesn't really trust her mother to like keep a secret and to keep her mouth shut, which I think that's a valid reason, and we'll get into that. But there's also the idea that, she's doing it through a surrogate, for a certain reason involving her trauma. Okay, so in this season, trigger warning going forward, she talks about being sexually assaulted as a teenager and, stuff with her abuse at the boarding school. And, there's mental health reasons that she does not want to carry the child. So there's that. And then there's also the idea that she and Carter want some private time with the baby after it's born, where it's just for them and the rest of the world doesn't know about it. Okay. So those are all the reasons she gives. So that is part of the reason why Kathy is not told. Listen, to me, the main reason is Kathy can't keep her big mouth shut, which, we've seen that. Oh, I just realized I had my mic on the wrong setting, so I'm sorry. It should sound better now, so I'm sorry if the last few minutes was weird. Okay, so let's go to the start of Season 2. Now, unfortunately, when I was taking notes, I don't know why I did this, but I did not write the episode numbers down. I just wrote notes on any time Kathy was involved and did anything interesting that I thought was worthy of analysis. So listen, they do go in chronological order from the beginning of the season to the end, but I can't say, okay, episode 1, this is what we're starting with. Okay. However, I did, like I said, write it down in order. So overall, Kathy seems to have a similar hold on Paris that I think Big Kathy had on Kathy Hilton, the hold of fear of her, but also respect and wanting to please that person, make that person proud, get approval from that person. And again, a lot of this, though, is, you know, a lot of the maybe more positive things are overshadowed by what I said at the start, which is fear. Fear and, like, just, you know, it's your mother, right? It's a strained relationship, but it's still your mother. So you still are kind of like, okay, my mom, like, you know, has some guidance for me. Like, I think it's in that sort of gray area. So Paris is, you know, she's talking about her abuse at the start of this documentary. And, you know, Kathy tends to run to avoid things like that, like she was taught. You know, these girls were taught bury, right? No matter what. I wish Paris would not do her baby voice. I just want to put that out there. It's so annoying. She does it throughout the documentary. She does it always, right? But it's just, it's annoying. Paris calls her mother the queen of non-confrontation. So, you know, it seems like that's another reason. It's like, it's hard. I think Paris says, or she feels, it's hard to have a close relationship with my mother when she just buries everything. So in regards to her abuse, it was like, you know, she dealt with it on the cameras season one, and that's probably it. And then she'll probably never, like, talk about things again. I don't get the impression that Kathy Hilton is, like, calling to check in, like, how's your therapy going? You know, how's the PTSD? Like, not that that's the way you would ask about it, but you know what I mean. You know, how's your recovery? How, you know, how can I support you? Like, I just don't think those conversations are happening, because I don't think Kathy knows how to have those conversations. I just think she was too, you know, like, she was too close to Big Kathy. Like, she had a lot of years with Big Kathy, like, before Kyle and Kim even came along, a lot of time when it was just the two of them. And I think she's more trained in a more militant sense than even Kyle and Kim were. I mean, Kyle and Kim are fucked up in their own special ways, but yeah. So, you know, we see Paris, she's, like, doing these stomach shots, she's doing the IVF and all that. Paris says, you know, she hasn't told her mom anything about Diamond Baby. Okay, so because in the beginning of the documentary, Paris's dog gets loose and is lost, basically, which I know I was reading online and there was a lot of people that were, like, just mentioning that she, I guess, loses dogs a little too often and, you know, there's coyotes around and she doesn't seem like she's that careful about it. But again, that's another topic for another day. But she says, you know, she's really sad about it, but her mom doesn't listen, so she doesn't bother telling her a lot. So listen, I think that Paris thinks that, you know, there's no point, even if I was going to open up and, like, spill all my feelings and thoughts and experiences to my mom, she's not really going to listen and take it in. And she's just going to try to bury it anyway. So what's the point? So Paris is specifically mad at the start of this documentary because basically Kathy did an interview with E! News and she revealed that Paris and Carter are struggling to have a baby. So she says, you know, her mom doesn't know what she's talking about. Like, she's pissed that her mom would put that out there. And, you know, I guess I don't know if they were struggling to have a baby or if it was just taking longer because they're doing it via surrogate. Like, I don't know. I don't remember what the intricacies of that were, but it doesn't matter. The point is that, like, you know, you see Kathy on a red carpet or on Watch What Happens Live or anywhere else, and she just voluntarily gives information. So that's why I'm always like, Kathy's kooky act is not fully an act, like some people say. Like, yeah, she does have a mean, dark side, but the kooky side is also real. Because she will just start talking and you're like, oh, yeah, OK, keep giving me more information. Thank you. Like, she does kind of let things fly. And I do think that is her sort of, like, absent-mindedness, which she does have. However, listen, Paris has every right to be mad at her about this. Like, you know, you shouldn't be talking about your daughter's fertility journey in any way, even if this was, in my opinion, a little bit of a happy accident, because it did throw off the public scent. like they were able to, Paris and Carter were able to hide this pregnancy and surrogacy, which I guess it's kind of easy when you're not literally pregnant, so you don't have to like hide a bump. But they were able to hide this from the public successfully, you know, for the amount of time that they wanted. And when you say, you know, they're having trouble getting pregnant, I mean, that does kind of help throw off the scent that maybe they have a surrogate who's already pregnant, or that there's like any, you know, it also kind of helps feed into the narrative that she needed a surrogate. Because, you know, whenever a woman uses a surrogate, there's going to be a lot of questions and criticism and why and stuff like that. And I know there is people online who theorize that it's because Paris didn't want to gain weight or have it impact her body. So, you know, who knows? Okay. So Nikki says her mom slips up and just kind of does what she wants without thinking, or says what she wants without thinking. And, you know, she's posted stories before of Nikki's kids on her Instagram without asking Nikki. And Nikki has had to call her assistant to take it down, like call Kathy's assistant to take it down. So, yeah, it's like I think Kathy, you know, kind of lives in the social media world. The way that Kathy operates on social media is kind of the way that a lot of people's like moms and aunts and stuff would operate without thinking maybe enough about, like, people of an older generation, quote unquote, who are not as tech savvy. But the problem is, and usually like that's, who cares? It's funny for the most part. But in this case, it's like you're a high profile famous family, and Kathy kind of operates like she's got 200 followers, you know, when that is quite the opposite, right? So Nikki says she was constantly, when they were young, she was constantly telling on Paris when Paris did something bad, and was kind of like a second strict mom to Paris. You know, so I do get that impression sometimes that, you know, Nikki's kind of like the go-between for the two of them. And I get the impression, like, Nikki to me seems more mature than Kathy and more together than Kathy. I don't know. Nikki seems like the most normal. I'm sure she has her own quirks and things about her that are messed up from being in this family, but she's definitely come out the most normal. Kathy makes reference to, you know, doing anything to save Paris's life because she was so out of control, hence the school. So again, she's still kind of feeding this narrative of like, I had a good reason to send her to the school. Like, again, just kind of showing us this really self-centered side where it's really like, you know, she's really worried about her own public appearance and the judgment that she's going to get from people, which, again, it's still like pretty fucked up. But again, you can see how much this family, and that includes Kyle and Kim, how much this family cares about their public persona and being seen a certain way. So like, it's not that surprising when I see like the way that Kyle has handled this whole Mauricio thing, the way that they're so afraid to just like fucking say it, like say it, I'm getting divorced, my husband cheated, like just to say anything in a plain, direct way. It's like it escapes them. So Kathy makes reference. Oh, sorry, I already said that. And maybe, you know, it also kind of seems like, you know, maybe Paris was so out of control because for a period, like when they were young, like children, it seems like maybe there weren't enough rules and restrictions, much like Kathy, Kyle, and Kim, like I talked about on the last episode. So, I mean, it seems like Kathy maybe feared that Paris might turn out like Kim too. That's the other thing is like, you know, she was a successful actress and all this stuff, but her addiction issues were apparent, right? And were rearing their ugly head. And we know that Kathy is very protective of Kim and of even hiding that. Like, you know, Kyle's slip of like, you're an alcoholic, like that, Kathy would never do that. That would, you know, Kathy can slip, but that wouldn't have happened. So it's one of those things, you know, it's one of those things where I do think that Kathy did have a big fear of how Paris would turn out, especially considering that she probably saw that alcohol abuse was not uncommon in her family. But again, it's still not an excuse, in my opinion. Okay, so then we move to a party. And this was a thing that was going around on social media and that people were talking about a lot and saying it like really reveals a lot about who Kathy Hilton really is. So we see this scene at a party and we see Kathy, and the mic picks up and Kathy is like, I think Kathy forgets that she's mic'd, which is something I do believe Kathy would do. And she's like, oh, a friend of mine has breath like a dead fish. And then she realizes that she's mic'd and she's like, oh my God, I've been mic'd this whole time and I totally forgot. And I've said the most terrible things about my guests and what, something like that. Listen, a lot of people were like, she's a horrible person and this shows who she is and blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't think this was like the worst thing. Like, to me, this was like something that 90% of the Real Housewives that we watch across all the shows would say or do. I think Kyle would do this. I think Kim would do this. I think Rinna would do this. Erica. I even think Dorit, Garcelle Sutton would do this. I think a lot of people at a party or wherever will have a couple drinks and shit talk and maybe be like, oh God, did you see that dress? It's terrible. Like, is it a good thing to do? No. Is it a shitty thing to do? Yes. But especially it's like her own guest or her friend. It does show, you know, like a mean girl side to Kathy. Yes. But the fact that people were so shocked by it, I can't wrap my head around that. Like, we're talking about like the most rich, privileged, spoiled, like rich women in Beverly Hills. And everyone's like clutching their pearls that Kathy said somebody had breath like a dead fish. Like, of course she would say that. Like, I guess fine. I guess it shows that people are like good people and are like, you shouldn't be shit talking. But like, just the fact that anybody was so deluded into thinking that like Kathy Hilton is some type of angel who like wouldn't talk shit. And like, that is beyond me. Like, to me, like, that's like, no matter how goofy or whatever she was, of course she talks shit. Of course. I'm sure her whole life revolves around gossip and talking shit. Because a lot of times the more money and wealth you have and stuff that's taken care of, it, you know, you don't have as much to do. You don't have to go out and garden and do the laundry and clean. You have more time to sit around and gossip and talk shit. That's just real. So Kathy says that in regards to the E! Interview where she revealed stuff about Paris and Carter, she says that she revealed stuff in the interview because people kept asking her, which is such a like... That's such a funny answer. She said, well, they asked me. So what do you want me to do? Not answer? Like, so she said, you know, people kept asking her. And if she's like, you know, if Paris wants a baby, where's the bump? Which is like such an older mom thing to say. The producer asked Kathy if she's ever asked Paris about it. And she says, you know, they talk kind of very casually about it. And she'll mention IVF and then they move on. It doesn't really sound like Kathy asks a lot of follow-up questions. It also doesn't sound like Paris offers a lot of information. Okay. So Paris hasn't had her mom over to the new house. So Paris has a new house with her husband and she says it's a lot more private and et cetera. And they like that. But she says, you know, they're on different design planets and she doesn't feel like being judged. So listen, you know, Paris is very like funky and she likes a lot of knickknacks and pink and fluorescent shit and stuff like that. And obviously Kathy's much more traditional. So yeah, she knows her mom's going to be judging. Again, this is what I'm talking about. Like, there's this like desire to, you know, she's got this desire to please Kathy and make her proud. But on the other hand, she also wants to be herself and do what she wants to do. So I think, you know, Paris is really torn between those two things. And I think that was a lot like Kathy, Kyle, and Kim with Big Kathy. You know, they wanted to like, you know, maybe marry a certain man, but they married a different one. And again, Kyle being the youngest was kind of the most rebellious in marrying Mauricio because she was, you know, maybe didn't have as long or as many years of influence because she's the youngest, right? So, you know, Paris says she's very nervous to tell her mom about the baby and not excited at all, which, I mean, that in itself just speaks to their relationship. Most of the time when you are pregnant, If you have a semi-normal mom and relationship with your mom, people are very excited to tell their parents that they're having a baby. So the fact that she's not excited at all just kind of shows you something, right? The producer asks why it's taken 4 months for Kathy to see Paris's home. And she says it hasn't been that long. And the producer's like, yes, it has. So Kathy's even like trying to downplay how long it's taken her to see her own daughter's home. And she's like, no, it hasn't been 4 months. Producer's like, yeah, it has. So again, you know, listen, I think Kathy lives in a little bit of a la la land. Like sometimes I'm just like, does she believe her own delusion? Like, does she believe her own reality? Because sometimes it seems like she really does. And then other times I can't tell if she is manipulating and purposefully lying or smudging the truth for public appearances, or if she's really just absent-minded. I mean, it could be a mix of both, I guess. So at this point of the show, Paris has written a book about her life, like a memoir, and in it, she reveals that she was raped as a teenager. And so now we have this scene with Kathy, Nikki, and Paris sitting around, and listen, Kathy has a lot of trouble talking about this. Nikki tries to kind of start a conversation about it, and then Kathy just starts like spraying her face with this like mist or whatever. It's very awkward. And then Nikki says that their family really has an issue with discussing things and just speaking, which, yeah, we can see that. Paris says she's, you know, tired from working every second. And Kathy's like, join the club. You have to work. You can't depend on people. She doesn't sound very sympathetic or sensitive to, you know, Paris's plight at all, which, I think when you're complaining about something, you want someone to commiserate with you. You want them to just show empathy or at least acknowledge that, like, you heard them and just be like, yeah, that sucks. When somebody's like, well, that's life, or I do that too, like, it's really feels shitty and it really feels like they don't care about you. They don't hear what you're saying, you know? So, you know, I can understand how hearing that from your mom is very frustrating. It's also a very, you know, it's a weird contrast from the previous scene, because they had a previous scene where Nikki is literally saying to Paris, like, you need to say no to things. You're at the point in life where you don't need to work. Like, you have enough money, which that's always been my question. Like, watching this, Paris goes on and on about how she needs to make so much money so that she doesn't need to like depend on her parents' money or her family money at all. But it's like, it seems like she has. Right. Because then Nikki says that, and like clearly, like, she has a lot of businesses and stuff going on, and you know, appearances and DJing and stuff. Like, it's hard for me to believe that she doesn't have enough, like, based on even just like the house that they purchased that seems to be like her and Carter's house and their money. But I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're using trust money. I have no idea. But Nikki literally says, you don't need to work. So there you go. Kathy sounds very upset about the book. Basically, she read it in one day. She starts kind of drilling Paris about the ghostwriter that she used. So she obviously didn't write it herself. She says, you know, she starts drilling her about the ghostwriter, her experience, what, you know, so what other, what's the ghostwriter's experience? What other books has she done? And she's like, you know, sometimes these ghostwriters, they add things. And she's like, you know, some of the stuff that I read in the book, it just didn't sound like you. It didn't sound like Paris. Then she randomly stops and is like, do you guys think I need more Botox? Like, this is this is why I'm called Bravo and Botox, because no matter what is happening with these housewives, they can, Botox can come up at any moment. Botox is like the underlying theme of the housewives world and the non-housewives show, by the way. So, okay. So then there is a page of Paris's book with rules. Okay. And I have the rules saved. So give me one sec. Okay. So here they are. So there is a hierarchy, and these are the rules in my family. So this is according to Paris Hilton. If you don't talk about a thing, it's not a problem. If you hide how deeply something hurt you, it didn't happen. If you pretend not to notice how deeply you hurt someone else, you don't have to feel bad about it. Okay, so those are the three rules. So just to go back, you know, Kathy feels very defensive about the third rule, and she, and, you know, and feels like, you know, she does care a lot about what others think, and then she's very thoughtful, and that, you know, she'll call out the ghostwriter because she feels like, you know, she does notice if she's hurt someone, and she does care about other people, basically. Nikki in Paris, and she's like, so, you know, I'll call out that ghostwriter. Like, Kathy's very much ready to blame the ghostwriter. Like, it's like she's in denial that these are even Paris's thoughts and feelings. That's the craziest part. But it's like, it's like she's ready to just not give Paris any ownership over that. And I don't think it's because she's like trying to protect Paris or anything. I really think it's just like, I don't want to believe that my daughter thinks this. Like, I think that's just it. Okay, so Nikki and Paris, they literally just sit there. They say nothing in response. It's very weird. That Paris doesn't push back and say something like, you know, yes, that was a rule in our household, or that is how we operate. Listen, it's not like these were like official rules that were printed on the wall and laminated or whatever, but it's like these were like the unspoken rules. So that's why it's kind of easy for Kathy to like deny it, right? Then Kathy starts talking about lip gloss because, yeah, why wouldn't you at a moment like this, right? Kathy says she wishes Paris's publicist would have given her a heads up because she was, you know, she was very shocked when she read the book. She was shocked to hear about Paris having an abortion. You know, she says, okay, so in Paris's book, we find out that she did get pregnant in, I think it was in like, it was with like a boyfriend in like her early 20s, I think, and made the decision to have an abortion. And Kathy says that her mom always said, if you get pregnant, you come to me. And she's like, Paris should have known the same. See, this is the problem, is there's a lot of like should have, instead of like, did I create a relationship or make a situation in which my daughter felt safe, comfortable enough to come to me with this information and to know she'd be supported? Right? Even if I was angry, ultimately she'd be supportive. Clearly not. Like, if you cultivate a culture and a family structure where no one talks about anything and everything is swept under the rug, why would they come to you? They won't. They just won't, right? If they see that modeled like between parents and other siblings, you know, they're going to go along with it, which is exactly what happened. So, you know, she said, Kathy says she definitely would have gone to her own mom. Again, I think her mom and Kathy and Kyle and Kim, like, I think there was in some ways like a more sister-ish relationship too, with like the lack of discipline and all that. Paris says, you know, she felt ashamed, and Kathy's like, there's no reason to feel ashamed, which is funny because it's kind of like, the way she says it almost sounds like accusatory. So Paris says she once overheard her mom and her sisters reading from her diary about a boy she had a crush on, and they were all laughing. And she says, you know, she holds things in like that. And this is so Richard sisters. I can't even like, just, you know, I've heard a lot of things about like Kathy, Kim, and Kyle. And when the three of them are together, they can be very like mean girlish and like kind of tease and make fun of people. And I mean, we all saw like Kim and Kyle with Brandy at that game night dinner with Dana/Pam. Like, they have that mean girl side. And I can so see that, like, you know, it seems like Nikki and Kathy are more connected and close. And, you know, they sort of get mad. You know, last season, they kind of got mad at Paris about the same things. Like, I could see them finding that and like giggling. And that's very hurtful, you know, even when you're a young child. And listen, I'm not trying to be here, like, I'm not on like the Paris is a victim of, with everything train, but I can understand how that can impact how much you're going to tell your mom and sister as well in the future. So Kathy asks why she wouldn't tell her, because, you know, she told her mom everything. And, you know, Nikki and the boys, they also tell Kathy everything. Again, it just seems like Paris is sort of like the black sheep, or she's not, you know, I don't know, she just does, she hasn't cultivated that relationship. I mean, I don't know if I believe Kathy in saying like, oh, my boys and Nikki tell me everything. Like, maybe they tell you more of like the good stuff. I'm sure they keep some things close to the chest. Paris says, well, you were so strict. I was scared. And Kathy says, well, why would you continue to take risks and put yourself in danger? There you go. That's why she doesn't tell you. Because it's very, because Kathy's very like victim blamey, you know? And again, like getting pregnant doesn't make you a victim, but I can understand like when you get that reaction about like an abortion or something, what reaction are you going to get about something else? Like, it's like, you don't feel comfortable. You know, and then Kathy's like, well, Nikki would come to me. And she kind of uses, and this is a problem, like she does this season one. We saw this before, and I talked about it in one of the other episodes, but she really uses like the Kathy-Nikki comparison, sorry, the Nikki-Paris comparison game to sort of be like, well, she's comfortable coming to me, so it's not me, it's you, right? You're the problem. Like, Kathy really has trouble taking ownership of when she's in the wrong, which, I mean, you know, I see that with all three sisters. And I think that's why they fight so much. Kyle is furiously like this. Like, Kyle is so bad at taking any ownership for anything with friends, with her sister, you know, even with like her personal life stuff now that's coming out. Like, she's the way she handles things on the show, in the press, like, and we just haven't seen it from Kathy and Kim as much because, again, they haven't been on TV as much as Kyle. We have seen it from Kim, but, you know, now we're seeing it more with Kathy. But, I mean, the two of them, like, it just makes so much sense that they fight like cats and dogs. So, okay. You know, Paris says she was just mad, you know, and scared that Kathy, scared of Kathy being mad. Sorry, she wasn't mad. She was scared of Kathy being mad. And Kathy's like, well, what would I do? And Paris is like, send me to Provo. And Kathy is like, it was bad. You were like a wild animal. Never seen anything like it, etc. You know, she goes on her whole diatribe like she always does. And Nikki responds that Paris was bad because of what she went through, because of the rape and stuff. And Paris starts to get upset because of this conversation. She starts like welling up. Kathy says even a friend and a therapist said something must have happened to Paris because the way that she was acting was so like wild and out of control that there must have been something that triggered all this. Now we know, right, that it was the sexual assault, obviously, that triggered like this like out of control teenage behavior. I mean, who knows? Like, maybe she would have been like a bit rebellious, but like not as much. Like, who knows, right? But, you know, Kathy says it all makes sense. Because as soon as, like, you know, right when the rape happened is also when Paris started acting out. So you can imagine, like, just how fucked up this is. Like, you're a teenager, you get sexually assaulted, you start acting out, you don't tell anyone or deal with it. And then on top of that, you get kidnapped in the night by these two men and taken to this, like, abusive boarding school. Like, it's just, it's wild. So, you know, Kathy says that does all make sense. And then she says she used to think that if she doesn't deal with something, it'll go away. And she kind of says, well, it's worked so far. And I'm like, has it though? Your daughter was raped and you didn't know. And then to add to that trauma, you had two men come and take her in the night and take her to some school where she was abused. I don't think it's working, Kathy. Newsflash, it is definitely not working. Okay, so your daughter was raped and you just found out, okay? And she's like 40. Like, yeah, okay. Anyways, Paris says she wishes she could just like hug her and, you know, make her feel like everything was going to be okay. Like, that's what Paris wants. She just wants her mom to like hug her and tell her everything's going to be okay. But, you know, they just don't have that relationship. Paris says she feels like her mom cares more about how she looks than about, you know, Paris and what she's going through, which is accurate. You know, that being said, I think Paris also cares a lot about how she looks and her public image, but, you know, not in the same way that Kathy does, obviously. So, And, you know, Paris is also from the younger generation where, like, sharing these things and talking about them openly actually is a good thing for your status. It makes you more relatable. It brings awareness. Like, we, as, like, the younger generations, we all see that as positive. We talk about going to therapy. It's very open. And it's, like, you know, like, the baby boomer generation, and I'm not saying all of them, but, like, I know, like, my parents and a lot of their friends, like, they probably should go to therapy or should have at some point. But they don't. And they, if they do, no one knows about it. Like, you know what I mean? It's all very, like, hush hush, you know, under the rug, right? So Kathy, you know, calls Paris and she's kind of angry because she didn't know about the teacher and how could that happen. You know, kind of making sure on camera that everyone knows Kathy had no idea. So we find out that Paris was, like, it was a specific teacher who groomed her and took advantage of her. And I really think that Kathy, you know, at this part of the series, makes the phone call because she wants to make sure that everyone knows it didn't happen. Like, she's like, I had no idea, you know, like, really emphasizing that. So then they start discussing why Kathy is so closed off. You know, so Kathy, they kind of ask her about that in the confessionals. And she says that there's some things that young kids don't need to hear. She's like, when I was younger and my mom was divorcing my stepdad, I heard a lot and it was really hard. So this is where we finally get, you know how I was talking about in the last episode or the episode before, I can't remember which one, about how they give us these little tidbits, Kathy, Kim, and Kyle. And when we get them, they are so goddamn interesting because we don't get them that often. We don't get specifics. Okay. So, and this isn't even that specific, but for the Richards sisters, this is specific. Okay. So basically, she says she heard a lot and it was really hard. And then she starts crying. She said, you know, he loved her as if she was his own and she loved him too. And she gets very emotional. So she's talking about Kim and Kyle's dad. Because listen, Kathy was quite young when he married Kathy, or sorry, when he married Big Kathy, and it seems like he was a good guy and a good father, you know, and that's what we hear from Kyle and Kim. So I'm going to go with that. I haven't heard anything contrary, including from Kathy right here. And, you know, she says he loved me as if, you know, I was his own child and I loved him too. And she says, you know, her mom and her friends would speak so freely about things and she didn't like that. And her mom would say things like, oh, little Kathy, she's exactly like her stepfather. Her mannerisms are so similar. And then, you know, she cries a lot. And she says, you know, that made her very unhappy. She didn't like that. So she swore she would never do that to her children. And that's why she doesn't tell them a lot or talk about things a lot. So I guess, you know, it was kind of like when her mother was divorcing him and things were extremely volatile. It was like her mother was like, and this is what is so fucked up about Big Kathy is like, Big Kathy's like using her kids as like a pawn, right? And she's like, oh, look at little Kathy. Like, oh, you're acting just like your stepdad and da da da. Like as though that's like a negative thing or that's a bad thing. Or it's almost like implying to your child that, oh, you're taking his side over mine. Look at you even acting like him. Like that's such a fucked up thing to do to your kid, which that could be why Kathy Hilton did not, you know, it kind of separated herself from him because it wasn't her biological father, right? So she didn't have any like obligation like Kyle and Kim to sort of stand by him when he was dying and during those hard times. And I know like his wife, you know, who the woman he was married to, we talked about this in House of, or this is spoken about in House of Hilton. She always was like, well, Kathy Hilton was like a cold, her and Rick are cold. They didn't give a shit when he was dying. They didn't like come to help or see him a lot, you know, and then Kathy had this big breakdown when he actually did die, but it was all for show. But like, maybe it wasn't. Maybe a big part of it was Kathy trying to please her mother, right? By kind of cutting off communication and contact with him, right? And acting like she didn't care that much because she had Big Kathy saying this kind of fucked up stuff. And then when he did die, she realized, oh, fuck, I've lost my chance and I did care about this guy. And now I'm devastated because that can happen. I've seen that happen. And I think that's kind of maybe what happened here, you know? Okay. So, okay, where was I? Okay. So, and again, all this stuff, all this fighting, you know, in front of the kids, you know, it seems like we heard this from Kyle too. The house was so volatile, screaming, arguing, fighting. And then you have Kyle who, you know, makes sure her house is always quiet and peaceful. And then you have Kathy who doesn't talk about things. And then if she does get mad, she has like a complete blow up behind closed doors every once in a while. And then we have Kim who denies through addiction, through using and escaping. Like the list goes on and on, right? And it all goes back to what they saw as children, right? And they're kind of passing it down. So towards the end of the season, this really is all the key stuff from this season, because there isn't as much Kathy involvement. You know, when Kathy sees her grandchild, she's very emotional. She cries and she weeps. You know, I think one of the biggest things about it is that she's, you can tell she's upset that it's been hidden from her. But then on the other side, it's like Paris kind of played this right. Like she knew that Kathy would be so emotional with the grandchild that she wouldn't be able to get as mad about this and about not being involved. I think that's really what happened. So we do see Kim in this season two come to visit the baby, and she seems very welcome and like she's a regular part of the family and like she's around. We do not see Kyle, which I think makes sense because I think this kind of aligns with Kyle and Kathy's feud from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We also see the night of Paris's first concert in LA. So after she has her baby, decides she's going to try to be a pop star, bring her career back or whatever. And she has this like concert in LA. Her mom, you know, Kathy goes, her dad goes, Aunt Kim comes, no Kyle again, no Kyle, which I'm sure just kills Kyle to be left out of Paris Hilton events. Because we know Kyle just loves to be, I'm Paris Hilton's aunt, just in case you guys didn't know, I'm Paris Hilton's aunt. And then we also see Faye and Sutton, which I thought was interesting that Faye was there because Faye is like a good friend of Kyle's and Sutton. And we know, again, this was all that season where Kyle was having a lot of beef with Sutton and a lot of beef with Kathy. So again, you know, that's how this family does it, though. When they're mad at you, you get iced out. You get iced out and then no one talks about it and handles it well. And that's it. So the season ends with that. I know this wasn't like the same as season one in the way that I went through every episode, but again, it's because Kathy wasn't in it as much. Like she is, I would say that her moments in it are more interesting and telling than season one, but there isn't as much because it's more about like Paris, the IVF process and the baby. So it will be interesting to see season three because Paris did have another baby, a baby girl. And in this season, Kathy was like, do not do this again. Like, do not have another baby and hide it from me and have all this secrecy. Because, you know, she is upset and hurt by that. But, you know, it's hard because she's kind of cultivated this family of secrets, right? So I'm very interested to see how in the know and how involved Kathy was with the pre-planning and everything leading up to baby number two. We will see. Okay, so to just fill you in on where we're going to be going next, I'm going to be continuing to release Richard Sisters Deep Dives. I won't be able to get them out every single week because now I'm going to be going back to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And, you know, I'm going to do season three next because the last season of Beverly Hills I did where I talked about Kim and Kyle was season two, which you can, you know, if you haven't listened to those parts, the other Richard Sisters parts, there's a bunch of them. There's five before I even started to get into the Kathy Hilton of it all. So there's four parts that are just like Richard Sisters in general, and those are like House of Hilton book. First couple episodes, I go through the House of Hilton book and their kind of childhood. And then the episodes, what is it? 3 and 4 of the Richard Sisters deep dives are talking about seasons one and two of Beverly Hills. Then episodes 5, 6, 7, and 8 are talking about just Kathy Hilton and Paris Hilton. And then I'm going to continue and pick up where I left off with Beverly Hills. So my next episode will be covering season 3. So that episode will be out in August. And then going forward, I'm going to need a little bit more time between episodes because, you know, I got to watch the whole season to get the notes on it. So it takes a little longer and I don't have those pre-done. I got to do them. And on top of that, the new season of Beverly Hills is going to be starting in the fall. So I'm sure that will keep me busy as well, but I will do my best. So I hope you all enjoyed this last, Kathy Hilton special. And I will see you all next week for Bravo Weekly News. Don't forget to tune into that. Every week I go over all the news from the Bravo world. I do put timestamps in the episode so you can listen to the news regarding the shows that you watch, or you can listen to all of it, which is even better. You can also join my Patreon if you would like bonus episodes every week. I'm recapping Ladies of London from the start. We're having a great time. We're already on season 2. You could go back, watch the episodes, listen to the recaps. And, you know, I also talk about other whatever random things fall into my lap in regards to Bravo each week, whether it's giving my thoughts on, you know, what's airing right now, like New Jersey and Dubai, or talking about some gossip I maybe saw online, or some tea I got, or some DMs I got from a Bravo Leb or other people or whatever. I do a little bit of that too. So check it out. Okay, everyone, until next time, you are now in the know for everything Bravo. Bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Your support really means everything to me. And this show wouldn't be possible without you, the listeners. So please, if you enjoy the podcast, leave a 5-star rating and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. For more, you can join my Patreon, patreon.com/BravoandBotox. And for $5 a month, you'll get 4 extra podcast episodes a month. You'll also get early releases of Bravo Paper episodes and more. Please also subscribe to my YouTube channel at The Bravo Papers and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Bravo and Botox, and at The Bravo Papers. If you'd like to buy me a coffee, you can at buymeacoffee.com/BravoandBotox. You know, send your love through some much needed caffeine. And any guest that was on today's episode will be in the show notes, all their social media and contact information. So thank you so much, everyone. Keep overanalyzing Bravo.